Entertainment expands your horizons, takes you on fantastic adventures, challenges your skills. Independent media never looked so good. Welcome to a new sphere of influence. Our words mean business. Traditional families are honored, and the American flag still flies.
Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. 60 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise. Tonight, Operation Burning Edge still in Panama, currently in the bottom of a crater. It is a balmy, 85 degrees here. It's quite lovely. So we're going to have more on what we're doing down here in Panama, trying to shut the border. And is President Trump going for defunding the government, or is it more of a tact to defund the prosecutors? And Carrie Lake running in a crowded field. That's right. There's a lot of people jumping into that Arizona Senate race against Kyrsten Sinema, who's now a Democrat convert to an independent. And RFK Jr., he's also keeping his options open. I'm going to cover the China threat, why we should take them very seriously. And I can talk to you about that, specifically what we're seeing down here in Panama. Michael Yan and I were on InfoWars yesterday. We'll play a clip of that to keep you up to speed with what we're telling the world. And of course, all this made possible by sat123.com. Head on over there to get your free Inmarsat satellite phone. We'll be right back after some messages from Brighteon.
They have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So sat123.com, folks.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
And good evening from Panama in the bottom of a crater of an extinct volcano. Well, at least we hope it stays that way, just to get this transmission out to you this evening. Actually, it's quite lovely where we are, and we appreciate the hospitality of friends here in Panama. The White House has just asked Congress, if you can believe this insanity, for another $25 billion in the financial aid to Ukraine. That's right. That war criminal Zelensky is in the Capitol there to pick up that check. And of course, Speaker McCarthy, if he doesn't do his job, he must finally decline, because if he doesn't, we will all know once again that we've elected the wrong speaker. because the House Speaker who thinks Ukraine's borders are more worth protecting than securing our own border is a speaker of the Democrats, of the establishment, of the war machine, not America first. That is for sure. And President Trump is enjoying a massive surge in minority support no Republican has actually seen in the past 50 years. As the Democrats' grip on black voters loosens, President Trump is enjoying a new surge of minority support in the wake of political attacks against which have only made him even more popular. The 45th president is now blowing numbers out of the water with regard to approval ratings and with the black and Hispanic community. An analysis by the Washington Post reveals he is leading the pack by a long shot, with an average of 20% approval among black voters and 42% approval among Hispanic voters. The results should be a major red alert for the Democrat National Committee, which has an iron grip on all the minorities for decades. And President Trump also taking to Truth Social. Is he talking about defunding the prosecutors? President Trump taking to Truth Social on Wednesday night, demanding that the House Republicans not pass a continuing resolution that does not defund the Biden's DOJ witch hunts against him and his supporters. Representative Matt Gaetz has promised to vacate the chair if Speaker McCarthy fails to defund Jack Smith. Trump wrote on Truth Social, a very important deadline is approaching at the end of the month. Republicans in Congress can and must defund all aspects of crooked Joe Biden's weaponized government that refuses to close the border and treats half the country as enemies of the state. This is also the last chance to defund these political prosecutions against me and other patriots. They failed on the debt limit, but they must not fail now. Use the power of the purse and defend the country. Gosh, there's so much more country to defend, President Trump. I'm sitting down here in Panama, and we're going to break it all down for you. And also in political news, Carrie Lake reportedly preparing to run for U.S. Senate with plans to announce her candidacy as early as next month. Disputing the results of the election, claiming that her defeat was attributable to voter fraud. Since then, she's remained politically active, making appearances at significant events across states like Iowa and Michigan. Blake Masters, who vied for a Senate position in last year's election, seems to be reevaluating his decision to re-enter the race in light of her activities. And the Pinal County Sheriff, Mark Lamb, has already thrown his hat into the ring. The Senate seat in question, currently occupied by moderate Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who surprised many by becoming an independent last year, with the shift having added an element of unpredictability to the upcoming race. While Sinema's future intentions remain unclear, Democratic Representative Ruben Gallego has already signaled his intention to compete. Going to get messy in Arizona, but since when has it not been messy in Arizona? And also politically in other wins, RFK Jr. is now keeping all his options open as he hints of a potential run as an independent. Ahead of RFK Jr.'s planned meet and greet in Austin, Texas this weekend, speculation is mounting that the Democrat challenging President Joe Biden for the party's nomination could run as an independent. Until recent weeks, Mr. Kennedy has insisted that he's a Democrat, wants to restore a party that has lost its way from what he was when his uncle John F. Kennedy Jr. was president back in the 60s. Kennedy is considering other options. So good for him. As the internal polling shows, if he wins the Democrat primary, he says he's going to beat President Trump by 8 points and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis by 11. I'll believe that one when I see it. So RFK Jr., good luck with all that. And President Trump also standing up to go and speak to the United Auto Workers on strike next week. And he's going to skip the Republican debate like he skipped the last one. He'll be skipping his second Republican Party presidential debate, instead opting to go to the picket lines of the ongoing strike of the United Auto Workers Union in Detroit. Trump's decision has earned the ire of UAW President Sean Fain, a hack that is wholly bought and paid for by the Democrat Party, saying every fiber of our union is being poured into fighting the billionaire class and an economy that enriches people like Donald Trump at the expense of workers. We can't keep electing billionaires and millionaires that don't have any understanding of what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck and struggle to get by and expecting them to solve the problems of the working class. Well, President Trump has called out Fain and UAW leaders for their derelict leadership in the past while advocating against electric vehicles that will bankrupt the big three companies. Folks, don't you know he's known as the blue-collar billionaire? I used to work for President Trump. I can attest to that very title being quite appropriate. And in more salacious and gossipy news, good for you, Joe. That would be Joe Flynn. Wow, Joe Flynn calling out the Georgia lawyer, Lynn Wood, a rat bastard, after his name appears on a witness list in a case against President Trump. The formerly successful Georgia attorney, L. Lynn Wood became a beloved figure of the conservative right after he successfully sued the dishonest mainstream media for falsely portraying the pro-life Covington Catholic teenager Nick Sandman as a racist aggressor after a video surfaced of the confrontation between Sandman and far-left agitator Nathan Phillips. One of the most despised lawyers by the left in America, whom they wanted to see disbarred and committed to an insane asylum only after he was tarred and feathered, has become a witness for the state, according to a new filing in the overreaching leftist hack Fulton County DA Fannie Willis's case against Trump and his lawyers. According to the Rolling Stone, former MAGA attorney Lynn Wood is a witness for the state in Georgia's election interference RICO case against the former president and 18 others. Wood, who retired from practicing law earlier this year to avoid disbarment, worked as a member of Trump's legal team in the aftermath of the 2020 election and heavily promoted claims that the election had been rigged against the former president. And now he's a state's witness working against President Trump. I think that tells you all you need to know about all the bloviating of Lynn Wood. General Michael Flynn's brother, Joseph, tweeted out about the new development on X tonight, calling Lynn Wood a rat bastard, adding, Lynn Wood turns witness for Georgia prosecutors in Trump RICO case. Wow. Wood has been mostly silent since his public meltdown following the Rittenhouse drama and threats of having his law license revoked. On July 5th, PBS reported that Wood and had his law license retired in Georgia rather than wait for possible punishment from the state bar's multiple disciplinary investigations against him. In a letter sent to the Georgia bar official in 2023, Wood asked to be allowed to transfer to retired status effective immediately. He says it's irrevocable and permanent, and that he's committed to not practice law in the state of Georgia or anywhere else outside of representing himself. And President Trump's abortion position, is it harming his chance for re-election in 2024? President Trump is now looking to harden his hold on Iowa amid abortion blowback, returned to Iowa on Wednesday for the second time as in many weeks. His campaign learned lessons from the 2016 race in Iowa after he finished as the runner-up in caucuses behind Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. He says, we're going to get out the vote, that caucus vote, which is very important. I would advise you all to go and follow Dr. Jane Ruby. She put a show out last night where she played a clip of Megyn Kelly's interview with President Trump asking him about the abortion question. His answer is quite interesting, and it's something that I think would appear to be a departure from his previous position. And the relationship he has with pro-lifers from some of the ones I've spoken to are, well, it's strained at the moment. So we'll be looking for more clarity there. And the Gateway Pundit also uncovers a massive J6 database engineered by Sedition Hunter, DHS Front Group. Gateway Pundit obtaining thousands of hours of J6 footage from Sedition Hunter online crowdsourcing groups. And sedition hunters are typically Antifa activists who define themselves as part of an anonymous group that tracks, identifies, and reports Trump supporters and protesters who attended the J6 protest in D.C. to the FBI. Defense attorneys representing J6 defendants have access to over 41,000 hours of J6 footage, but are prohibited from publicly disclosing the footage until it is exhibited in discovery and defendant's trial. J6 typically see their discovery evidence for the first time during trial. And the Sedition Hunter website, jan6evidence.com. Go there, look at this. It's incredible what they have up there. Contains a time-colored interactive map of every individual and group surrounding the Capitol building on Jan 6. And according to the website, the map was created by contributors including data scientists, academic researchers, software engineers, and many more. The pseudo-investigators, who also herald themselves as Capitol hunters of the Capitol terrorist attack, did the bulwark of the groundwork for the FBI to secure more arrests. The cybersecurity expert is claiming that sedition hunters established this initial probable cause for federal authorities to indict specific people who attended January 6th. Going on to say that they're establishing that critical first link between grainy footage from security cameras and the names of specific people in the United States was necessary to start the criminal prosecution process. Wow. Well, folks, that's a lot of sort of headline news for you, but I've got some questions. Does any of this actually matter when we have a government in Washington, D.C. warring against we the people? When we have a border wide open with migrant flows that are increasing exponentially? China has made it extremely clear what their plans are. I put a tweet thread up about this, and I'm going to read it to you now because I think it's critical that you understand this. First off, how long will BRICS continue to support a police state like China before they decide they are too much of a burden. Is that why they're sending military-age men to the U.S. to be that Trojan army and take over America? The Russia and China partner, as stated by Defense Minister Chi Hoeshin, who gave a speech to high-level Communist Party members sometime before his retirement in 2003, concluding that the modernization under the saber is the only option for China's next phase and that China has a vital stake overseas. Comrade He Jin stated that the 19th century was the British century, the 20th century was the American century, but the 21st century will be the Chinese century. Comrade Jin also believes that the Chinese people are wiser, more wiser than the Germans, because fundamentally their race is superior to the Germans. And as a result, they have a longer history, more people, and larger land area. On this basis, he says their ancestors left the Chinese with the two most essential heritages, which are atheism and great unity. It was Confucius, the founder of the Chinese culture, who gave the Chinese their heritage. Consider that Zin also said this, would the United States allow us to go out and gain new living space? First, if the United States is firm in blocking us, it is hard for us to do anything significant in Taiwan, Vietnam, India, or even Japan. So how much more living space can we get? Very trivial. Only countries like the United States, Canada, and Australia have vast land to serve their needs for mass colonization. So, do you see why the southern border is so critical to China? Understanding that these people actually believe they are entitled to our land because the early ancestors are rooted back to the Chinese, the yellow man, they claim, is descendants of the Chinese, giving them access and permission to take over our landmass. This is why we're seeing so many Chinese coming through America at the southern border in various areas like the Darien Gap, like they're coming through Mexico and other countries, because they can afford to take shorter routes. But then again, you also have to consider, why is the small P president, the more of the resident at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, who's taken millions of payments in China, keeping the border open? Well, I think that's sort of a rhetorical question. It's pretty self-explanatory when you've been on the Chinese payroll and the Chinese see themselves as the rightful heirs to the landmass known as America. It's pretty obvious why they're keeping the border open. Of course, then you also have to consider that Joe Biden also signed the Declaration of North America, ostensibly dissolving the borders between Canada, U.S., and Mexico. He signed this along with Obrador, as well as Trudeau, to make sure that we are one region. And this is all to fall in line with the World Economic Forum's New World Order. Chinese military have been training in Canada and Mexico for years. They have a not-so-secret submarine base in the Bahamas. And the Chinese, frankly, are currently surrounding the United States. As I said, Joe Biden is the Chinese ambassador to the U.S. Michael Yan and I have been in Panama studying the migrant flow through the Darien Gap and route to America. And as I said, there are many military-aged Chinese men coming through the gap, as well as Afghans and Venezuelan gang members. Clearly, they're not sending their best. Clearly, they're not friends of America. And clearly, if Chinese want to leave communist China, they must be given permission. So you know when you see Chinese-aged military men coming across the border into the United States, they have not only been given permission, but they're being sent here as a Trojan horse. Gordon Chang is right, folks. I encourage you to follow him on social media. You can follow him at Gordon G. Chang, because China is a massive threat to our American way of life. We the people have always been the melting pot, and sadly, the United States corporate government has become the imperial colonialist from which we left behind to start this beautiful experiment called America. China is on the march and intends to take over our country as they see it rightfully theirs. Will Americans have the political will, the foundational fortitude to defend our heritage? Will Americans take up their civic duty and do what is necessary to remove and replace the fascist government using public-private partnership and agency to govern with true public servants? Well, Operation Burning Edge is here on the ground, and we will continue to cover this invasion until our borders are closed. All right, that concludes my rant on China for the moment. I want to take a minute and thank a couple of our sponsors that make this broadcast possible to you, lightsoutbeef.com. You are seeing many of our food sources in the United States either blow up or burn down, or cattle, you know, become infected with tuberculosis and have to be slaughtered. Go to lightsoutbeef.com. These folks have done an incredible job. It's a veteran-owned company with whom I'm partnering to bring you fresh beef that is freeze-dried and shipped to you immediately. so that you can have it up to 25 years shelf stable for you and your family. It's a wonderful source of delicious protein, lightsoutbeef.com. If you use my name, Ann, when you are checking out, you'll save 10% on your order. Please protect your family, folks. They're building the army inside the United States, and they're not going to quit. These people are unafraid to knock on doors as it is in other countries. They'll come knocking on yours when they need food because they'll be shocked when they find out a cup of coffee is $8 when it was pennies back from where they came. So you're going to need to have shelf-stable food for your family, stuff that you can take with you without a freezer if we lose power. And believe me, there's a lot of talk about that happening right now. Also want to thank MyPillow.com. Been traveling with my portable travel pillow. Thank you, Mike, for a good night's sleep on that, because some of the mattresses I've slept on are hard as rocks, Mike. So your pillow has protected my big old head. MyPillow.com. If you use my promo code AV, some of the promotions will get you 80% off, most of them 66%. So MyPillow.com not only helps keep Mike afloat here and the battle that he's doing for election integrity, but also helps keep me funded as I travel. Also, you can support this effort at my GiveSendGo.com/burningedge, GiveSendGo.com/burningedge. Okay, now let's talk about your wallet, your money right now, because it is, in fact, at risk. Take a look at this. Russia, can't blame them. Oil now, that's right. Oil cracking, oil and diesel prices are soaring after Russia has now banned diesel and gasoline exports. Can you believe this? They're really putting the screws to us now, especially Europe, with diesel prices already soaring in anticipation of the highly vaunted soft landing, recently sending the diesel crack price to 2023 highs and assuring that the refiners have another blowout quarter. Russia has just handed a gift to the Exxons of the world and basically spat in the face of the Christine Lagarde's when it temporarily banned exports of the diesel in a bid to stabilize domestic supplies, adding pressure on already tight global fuel markets. Temporary restrictions will help saturate the fuel market in Russia and in turn will reduce prices for their consumers. This is amazing. The temporary ban, which also applies to gasoline, comes in force today. You know, I feel like I'm reporting about America when Trump had all of our spigots wide open and our gasoline prices and diesel prices were hitting all-time lows. Now we're listening to Putin apply the same sort of pressure to our markets, but, you know, basically relieving pressure in his by putting it wide open for them and banning it for us. Well, again, the temporary ban, which also applies to gasoline, comes in force on September 21st, today, and doesn't have the final date, according to the government decree signed by Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin. Exemptions are made for minor supplies, including deliveries to some trade alliance partners, as well as humanitarian aid and transit. Prices in Europe jumped at the threat of the measure, aggravating already staggering global shortages in the world. Oil refiners are struggling to produce enough fuel amid curbed crude supplies from Russia and Saudi Arabia. And in the first 13 days of September, Russia exported on average some 63,000 tons of diesel per day and just over 8,000 tons of gasoline per day. Daily diesel exports falling 31% compared with the average for the first 30 days in August as refineries undergo seasonal maintenance and producers redirect more fuel to their domestic market following the government efforts to ease prices. There you go, folks. They really are going to just stick it to us. And why not? You know, they're breaking down the petrodollar. This has been the goal of the BRICS countries for some time. You know, they're moving to their gold-backed BRICS basket of currencies, and they are decoupling our petrodollar. Joe Biden, you know, really started that. It was just beautiful what he did when he just shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Actually, by design, he's just a puppet. I you know, he's not smart enough to think of these things. He's stupid. He's a pedophile, but he's not that smart. So he's being told what to do, and he's executing it. All right, I told you we were going to continue on the coverage of what we're doing down here, Michael and I, driving back from the Darien Gap north of Panama City, where we are sitting in a crater in Anton Village, extinct volcanic crater right now in Anton Village. But we stopped along the way to do a live hit yesterday with Owen Schroyer on InfoWars. Coming up after the break here, our conversation with Owen. This is just my particular branch of it, and we'll play you with Michael's conversation tomorrow. Stick with us more. I'm Bridie on here on Operation Burning Edge, live in Panama.
I'm not just randomly saying that I think at least a million people will come down this road next year. I mean, last month alone was 82,000, and this is rainy season, right? And so I think whenever I give an estimate like this, it's usually pretty conservative. If you go back and you audit this at the end of 2024, you'll probably see it some number far higher than a million. And so that's it. This is the invasion. This is not the only place where invasion takes place. You're down on the border a lot. You know what you've seen. I've been down there with you. I mean, and so there's many other flows that join besides the Darien Gap. There's flows through, of course, many of the Chinese will fly to Cancun first, then fly to Mexico City first. Many will fly to actually Bahamas, and they're coming up on Florida shores in boats that they buy in the Bahamas. Of course, we got a lot of people coming over the northern border from Canada, the place formerly known as Canada. And then we have also, again, going back to Central America, many people fly into Nicaragua, many Cubans fly into Nicaragua, and many fly into also El Salvador and other places, and then make it their way north. And not only that, I mean, there's places in Guatemala where the villages are essentially empty. I mean, the villages have emptied out, and they're in the United States.
To the Health Engineer Show, I'm Cliff Buechler, the Health Engineer, right here on the Offbeat.
Hi, I'm Larry Cordova. This is Ben.
Hi, my name is Susan Hamilton, and you're watching Offbeat.
Hi, this is Doreen Milano. Welcome to Big Ideas Small Business, where we will be talking to Terry Cardillo.
Hi, this is Larry Kortkamp with the OBBM Network. You know, if you're like most Americans, you don't understand the medical industry. You need an advocate on your side to get the best care for you at the best price. You need Graith Care on your side. Call 469-864-7149 and tell them that OBBM sent you. Purchase time in blocks. You can always add additional time if you need to. Get 10% off advocate services when you mention OBBM. You can talk to your advocate about anything medical. Get some peace of mind. Let Graith Care advocate for you. Protect your medical rights and get the treatment that you deserve. Go to graithcare.com, call 469-864-7149 and tell them OBBM sent you and get 10% off your first session.
This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network. You know, electromagnetic frequency disrupts our nervous system, causes anxiety, and damages our immunity. Studies linking EMF radiation to cancers and autoimmune disorders are something we shouldn't ignore. That's why I use EMF blocking devices from Gia Wellness and encourage everyone to limit their exposure wherever they can. I decided that because of what I do every day in the production studio, I needed to be able to offer solutions for the people I work with. Go to GiaWellness.com/Susan Hamilton to check out these amazing EMF radiation blocking products. That's GiaWellness.com/Susan Hamilton.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency. Which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
This has been a loaded transmission. We're going 1,000 miles per hour. We're now rejoined by Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel. And I just wanted to get her take on all of this because she's down there at the southern border working with Michael Yon as well. And so Ann joins us. And here's my goal right now. I'm not declaring the United States of America is dead. I'm not telling people, hey, you better find a safe haven because the tyrants are here. The communists are here. The invasion is on. That's not my message here today. So if people are taking it that way, I want to be clear. That's not my message. I still believe we can politically, peacefully save this country, but we have to raise the sense of awareness. We have to raise the sense of urgency. And so with everything you've witnessed at the southern border, how do you communicate how serious this issue is to the American people, to our lawmakers, to Congress, to the American media?
You know, and that's a great question because unfortunately America is so conditioned to getting oversensitized from the news. We are just getting bombarded with information from the fake news to the real news. It's a constant stream of information. And while that's really good, Americans are also overly burdened with just trying to afford living in America right now. I mean, it costs you $8 for a cup of coffee somewhere. You've got billions and millions of people coming across the border right now that are used to paying 25 cents for a cup of coffee. And, they can live without air conditioning. They can live without power. These are people who are coming from very poor countries. They're used to living off the grid, and we're not. You know, they're going to show up and come into your neighborhood and look around and go, hey, that's a pretty nice house over there. I should be able to knock on the door because that's what I do down here. So their whole culture doesn't translate to what we're used to. And Americans are just used to having it their way. Look, that's been the campaign slogan, have it your way, right? Get your hamburger the way you want it. And it's not going to be like that for much longer. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick in Texas tweeted out that he thought it was going to be, he's already said, between 40 and 50 million illegals have come across the border. I reposted that. I took heat for that from some people. I'm like, hey, those aren't my words. Those are his. But he's in Texas. He should know what the statistics are. And, America just isn't going to unfortunately understand how hot the fire is until they touch the stove or the stove gets put in their face. And that's what's happening. This hot stove is getting transported right up the Pan-American Highway here at ever-increasing speed, and it's going to be in their face really soon. And, the reports that we just are getting right now from Brandon House, right? I spoke to him last night. He just called us a little while ago. FEMA just put up a ham radio tower, Owen, in the middle of the Midwest. And this was an urgent request from FEMA, okay, the Federal Emergency Management Association. Those demons put up a ham radio tower that reaches around the world, and they needed it done before the end of the month. The people that they contracted with said, hey, we can get in the schedule, la, la, la. They paid 3 times the actual going rate for that tower because they needed that tower functional before the end of the month. So what does that tell you when they need to have comms? They're talking about the CBS test, right, that's coming up in October, early October. You've got the PSAs going out from the Department of Homeland Security in New York City. Be prepared, start practicing your nuclear radioactive fallout, your shelters, all your protocols. The billionaires are building, world-class, multi-million-dollar, dugouts for them to go and hide it and get fallout shelters, get away and have airtight preservation for them and their families for 10 months supplied with food. Heck, one of the billionaires we heard about had a yacht off the coast of the Mediterranean that goes below waterline, has a dugout shelter there, for him to be completely self-contained with his family and 10 months of food. The government's talking about having 6 months of backup power supplies and food and currency, money. So what does this tell you that's coming when the government is broadcasting this across their different networks that, frankly, none of the Americans are reading because they're too busy with their Instagram and their social media and the dumb crap on TV? I hate to say it. We're going to lose a lot of Americans. The Deagle Report talks about the decrease in the U.S. population by 2025, 68%. Well, you lose power for 3 months or 6 months. A lot of people are going to die, Owen. And unfortunately, like the jabs, until people start dying suddenly around you, we just as Americans just never seem to wake up because we're too comfortable with our stupid Instagram. Yeah. That's what's going on.
Yeah. The ease of access and the comfort level has a lot of Americans in a trance. The football games, the Kim Kardashian fake boobs and everything else. And so.
Right.
This is what's shocking to me because it's frustrating. I take my case, for example. I'm sitting in a courtroom And I've got a judge and I've got prosecutors and I've got a whole legal system trying to jail me for free speech, right? And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, look, I get it. You're doing this for political points, or you're doing this because you want to keep your conviction rate good and you're trying to climb a ladder or whatever. And it's like, don't you understand there's not going to be a country? Don't you understand that you throwing Owen Schroyer in jail, I'm the one fighting for you. You're not going to be able to afford groceries if they're even available. You're not going to be able to afford an energy bill if there's even power to be turned on. And it's like I have this whole system and the people inside it like bearing down on me. And I'm like, hey, I'm not the one turning off your power. I'm not the one opening your borders. I'm not the one destroying the future for your lineage. It's like, what? And so it's this frustration that it's like even smart people, even people in the system that are a part of this, it's like they don't even get what they're doing.
Yeah, you know, Owen, and in some aspects, first of all, brother, man, I feel for you what you're going through, because that thought, you know, the thought police, the thought crimes, the free speech police are coming at you hard, and it's getting a lot of press. And thank God it's getting a lot of press, because people got to wake up from their slumber. But at the same token, sometimes don't you wonder when they attack you the way they do, because I've been under, you know, the firing squad and I'm getting crazy calls again. When they start to really publish articles about you, is it because they need a distraction? Sort of like this government shutdown, which we need the government to get shut down. I'm sorry. I know it's going to upset a lot of people that depend on government stuff, but you know what? At the end of the day, the government has been warring against the people anyway. Look, they're bringing in these illegals right now, paying $2,200 a month per person. You put 10 of those in an apartment, which is fine with them. They're used to living like that. Now you got, you know, 10 illegals, $2,200 a month, $22,000 a month. They're going to live nicely. They're going to live a lot nicer than the American getting $1,400 a month on Social Security. So the replacement population, like you said, on these trains, they're coming in. It's going to be a very nice life for these people, a far lot better than where they're coming from. Let's face it, when Venezuela crashed and burned, their best and brightest left early on, and they were leaving before the country went up in flames. Now, Venezuela's entering their prisons, and they're sending us their worst. They're not sending us the doctors, the lawyers, the bankers. They're sending us the criminals, the hardened criminals, the gang members that only know how to rape, intelligence, and steal their way through life. And, you know, when they get handed $22 a month, that's going to give them the opportunity to go out and buy some really nice, high-powered weapons to come and ravage even more. So if you think you're going to be able to sit back in your house and watch a football game and sit on Instagram all day, and these people have made a concerted effort to go through hell and fire and brimstone to get here, coming out of the jungles and the Darien Gap between Colombia and Panama, you don't think they're going to come knock on your door with a high-powered gun and take everything you have? Hell yeah, they are. They're doing it to each other. They're robbing each other in the middle of the jungle. They're robbing each other in these camps. You know, the Embraer Indians have been overrun. They've had stood up a whole new economy, a whole new ecosystem around the migrant population that is now just on the verge of destroying their way of life, because their whole way of life is now shifted. This is an age-old problem of human migration. But human migration happened on necessity. It wasn't because it was forced. It wasn't because they were lured with the promises of money, and they're getting the money. Believe me, it wasn't because they had coordinated NGOs. You know, Ben did some incredible work with Oscar Blue in the jungle over the last week up there. And, you know, they were put to the limits. They were stressed to the limits with the conditions up there, the dead bodies that they witnessed.
Yeah.
You know, and again, this is, you know, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, it's literally everything Ann just said, people would be like, oh, well, that's not actually happening. No, that's literally happening, folks. That's not just rhetoric. Venezuela emptied its prisons and sent them to our southern border. There are literal boatloads, train loads, bus loads, plane loads. And so we're about to take a break in, but let me ask you this. It's like, we live in Austin here. It's been one of the most booming metropolis cities in America for about a decade now. I could drive like 10, 15 miles out of the city and there's big housing development structures being built. You know, and so what does that mean? Well, that means there's a booming industry here and people are moving here. So they build these developments. And yet all of them pale in comparison to the development that they're building for illegal immigrants just north of Houston. So it's like, how do we not see that this is an industry? This is literally an illegal immigration industry, a criminal industry, the Biden administration facilitating it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Owen, I know you reported on transhumanism, right? So when you consider they're going to replace the white collar job with AI, right? You don't need engineers and AI to build your infrastructure or whatever it is. What you need is people that will go out in the field and do the heavy lifting and the work and the construction. They haven't perfected robots yet. So that community right there, Abbott City, as Michael and I call it, and as the Daily Wire did a hella great job reporting, incredible job reporting, and I wrote a masterful article on the Twitter thread on it. When you can put that replacement population there, And for $2,200 a month, they can buy a house with almost zero down and live in a, you know, slumlord conditions, which is basically better than where they came from. Oh, and by the way, the state-of-the-art schools they built, three or four gorgeous, brand-new state-of-the-art campuses.
Oh yeah, this is better than what the average American in Baltimore or in Chicago or in St. Louis or in San Francisco. This is a better living condition, better education school than they'll have. Ann Vandersteel is my guest. We got a short break coming up. I want to ask Ann a couple more questions on the other side of this break. Folks, I mean, if you're seeing this, you know how bad it is.
My fellow patriots, the trifecta has not been in stock for years. Many of these products have been sold out for years, but we've not had all three of them at once together at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. This is your best opportunity at the lowest price to support the broadcast, but more importantly, experience DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. All three of these products are back in stock right now for a limited time at 40% off. It would take me an hour to tell you about what's in DNA Force Plus or Real Red Pill Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about these products, find out why they're so game-changing, and get yours today. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all three back in stock. It's the trifecta sale. 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air.
On the road, especially covering the border issue. And so, folks, they're literally just trying to grab a bite to eat here and still joining us. So I do really appreciate that. And let me ask you the question, because you mentioned the Dan Patrick statement earlier where he said the real numbers of the illegal immigrants is probably closer to 10 or 15 million. I mean, what do you have a guess? I mean, I would agree that the numbers we're getting from the government, they're saying maybe max 6 million illegal immigrants since Joe Biden took office. I mean, where do you think we really stand here?
No, Dan Patrick said 40 to 50 million. That's what he said, 40 to 50, not 5 to 10, 40 to 50 million. And I had some people, I think Rick Stute, you know, just didn't believe the number. And I love Rick Stute. He's awesome. But, you know, these are his numbers. And when you consider, all right, one location, right, Las Blancas has 4,000 to 6,000 per day. And that's in the rainy season where it's more difficult to make that, just, you know, that difficult journey through the jungle. When the dry season comes up, those numbers will be force multiplied by God knows, could be double, could be triple, who knows? They're coming and they're coming and they're coming, and never before were they so enticed to come. So I definitely think we have far more illegals in the country than what Joe Biden and the regime is going to tell us. So why would they want to tell us that? I mean, you don't have to look around too far now to see they're going into Jupiter, Florida. They're flying in, they're washing up on the shores, you know, 20, 30 people jumping out of a little, you know, 20-foot boat. In Jupiter, Florida, some of them getting picked up, some of them not. Illegals living on park benches, they are being sent everywhere. And again, this is part of the whole design. You know, Greg Abbott, a World Economic Forum puppet, is pushing the people with disease into the country. Texas, I'm sure Michael talked about this, but Texas at risk of losing tuberculosis free status for their cattle because the immigrants are bringing tuberculosis with them. And that disease will jump from human to animal. So you've got cattle, you know, herds in the tens of thousands being slaughtered because you just need one cow with TB, it's over. You got to slaughter the whole herd. So this is not only happening in Texas, but those same migrants are now being bussed into, like, say, Chicago. Well, there's some jobs for these migrants in Chicago. So they take their asymptomatic tuberculosis and they go work on a dairy farm in Wisconsin. And they now slaughter that herd because the dairy cows are getting TB. You know, oh, and this is a grand design, a plan. They're destroying recycling, factories all over the country so that we won't have plastic bottles and plastic to sell goods into anymore. They're destroying the food industry. We've now offshored all of our pharmaceuticals to China and India. We are such risk right now with what's happening. So I don't care if it's one illegal or 50 million illegals. The infrastructure in the U.S. is completely coming undone. We had 1 million, 2 million, 50 million illegals into the country, you're going to break the system because it isn't going to be enough to go around for the people that are already here. They're taking it away from those of us that are here lawfully, and they're adding more illegally and unlawfully into the mix. So it doesn't matter, following what the number finally is. They're destroying the infrastructure that supports the lawful people here already.
As we're speaking, there's roughly 5,000 illegal immigrants about to enter at Eagle Pass. And so, again, I mean, anybody can crunch these numbers and try to land on a conclusion. We're obviously not going to get the accurate number from our government. Who would trust it? Not to mention the number of getaways. But, I mean, right now, there's roughly 5,000 illegal immigrants about to enter through Eagle Pass. This is happening every day at, say, 40 different entry points. And so this is just ludicrous. There's only one way to classify this. It's an invasion, and it's the UN classification of these individuals as migrants that's facilitating and allowing it, and, of course, the Biden administration also responsible for this.
That's right. That's right. They're building their Trojan horse inside this country. We have seen so many military men. One of the Afghans that came up and spoke to us, this kid was clearly shattered by what he had seen in the mountains himself. He's like, look, I'm telling you, don't come this route. Go a different way to get in the country. It's too dangerous. He saw many dead bodies. He saw a couple that were, you know, lying there dead together with the cross and the Bible on them. He said it was absolutely horrific conditions. He was robbed at a knife point by men that looked like they were set up front because they were dressed in military gear. They were not military. They were people pretending to be military to lure you into a false sense of security. And then they
Ann Vandersteel, we're up against a break. If you want to break for lunch or join us on the other side, I'll leave that up to you. But we got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. We've had Michael Yon on with us down the Darien Gap. We've got Ann Vandersteel with us for another segment right now. I appreciate their time. They're taking their lunch break to bring this big breaking news here. And so, again, you know, Ann, here's something that I constantly feel I have to explain to people, because we show this B-roll every day, right? We show the B-roll of the train loads, the boat loads, the plane loads, the bus loads, them just walking right across, the night vision, heat vision, all this stuff. Folks, this is not just B-roll we're sitting on. This is all new footage every day. I think it's important for people to understand that the footage that we're rolling here is not old stock footage that we just rerun every time we talk about this issue. This is new footage that we get every single day. Every single day, Ann. You witness it. Your boots on the ground. The numbers, I mean, I explain it like this. I've been to music festivals, Super Bowls, everything. This is like when the end of the music festival happens and it's a rush of 80, 90,000 people to the gates. But that's at the southern border every day.
Yeah. Oh, and let me be really clear about that. You brought us some night vision goggles. I've done a lot of work on Fast and Furious reporting, and the night vision goggles are coming from our own military. In a lot of these cases, this isn't Chinese equipment. This is our own military equipment. We were exporting this stuff during Fast and Furious down there to the cartels under the pretense that we were tracking all the gear that we sent, all these rifles and guns. In fact, what we're still doing out of Nevada, the Fallon Naval Air Station, we still have sources that are in Gilbert, Arizona that are tracking equipment, night vision goggles, Kevlar vests, missile locking trackers, all this kind of stuff being sent down to Gilbert, Arizona, where it stays, and once a quarter a truck comes by, picks it up, takes it through a Customs and Border Protection checkpoint, and takes it right down to Puerto Mexico, where it's met by a man of U.S. government and Middle Eastern descent, loaded onto a crane and shipped east to the Gulf of Mexico, and from there it goes overseas. It's very similar to what we were called with Mark Corey and Hillary Clinton and the gun running in Benghazi. In fact, a lot of my Fast and Furious victims actually had their guns raided by the ATF out of their own stores, and their serial numbers ended up in Benghazi in 2012 during that fateful incident. So again, this is a government weaponization against we the people. They're weaponized against you all in it. They're going to shut you up. They don't want you making these broadcasts. They don't want you out here exposing what they're doing. We now know the DOC has been behind, you know, this entire COVID warp speed manufacturing of the bioweapons, and they slapped Moderna, slapped Pfizer's label on it, and away they went. And of course, those guys got paid off in billions of dollars just to put their name and face on a product that is killing millions of people around the world, 5.5 billion arms. And now, you know, that's a replacement population that you're showing on this brand new footage coming in every single day. So when Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, says, hey, I think we have between 40 and 50 million illegals in this country, thanks to the Joe Biden regime. I also think, yeah, that's just, you know, we're always talking about the stuff that we're seeing coming through Texas here. You got people going through California, New Mexico, Arizona, Florida, north on the northern border. Don't forget about Canada. We've got sources that have seen military, Chinese military and Russian military in uniform up in Canada on our northern border. This is not a drill, Owen. This is a fact of what's happening in America. For some reason, just thinks, okay, this is just great TV. You know, they're just really good at making us all hype stuff. Well, they're going to say, wow, we told you so. Just like with the jab, right? How much did we warn everybody about don't take the jab? Well, now it's too late. Now we've got 5G to contend with, and you know what's happening there. You know, so this is a really serious situation, and I hope people, you know, heed these warnings, Owen.
I think maybe the best case point to say, look, the Biden administration is consciously facilitating this illegal immigration, this invasion, has to be the stories out of Arizona and Texas, where the Biden administration opened the border. And so local government said, OK, well, we got to find a way, as like an end around, to try to put an end to this. So let's just put, quote unquote, trash down there as a border wall. And they took these old used crates, like that you might see on trains or semi trailers. And they just put these down at the border and they stacked them up and they said, OK, we've got a little makeshift wall here. It's not the border wall that Biden canceled and had removed, but we'll put these crates down there as a wall. Biden administration sued Arizona, made them remove the border barrier. Same thing happened in Texas.
Yeah.
The Texas governor here, who, as you correctly point out, I mean, he's not really doing enough, not near enough. He's helping facilitate it in many different ways. He said, okay, we're going to put barbed wire out there. We'll send the Texas National Guard and put barbed wire out there. Biden ordered Border Patrol to cut the barbed wire and remove it. So then Abbott said, okay, fine. We'll put a floating barrier in the water to try to stop them. Biden administration sued and said, nope, you can't do that. I mean, could it be more obvious? The Biden administration has canceled the border wall construction that we already paid for, by the way. We're not getting a refund on that. The Biden administration had Arizona remove the borders that they put up, the barriers. The Biden administration had Texas remove the multiple types of barriers they put up. I mean, that's it. Case closed. The Biden administration is consciously facilitating the illegal immigration and the invasion.
Owen, how much more clear can we be when they don't believe in free speech and they want to jail you for your free speech, right? They want to throw you in prison for that. And then you have to go back to January 10th of this year. Biden signed the Declaration of North America along with the Mexican president, Obrador, as well as the Canadian president. That fruit picked up their little Castro Trudeau. They all signed the Declaration of North America, ostensibly dissolving the borders between those two countries, making this one homogenized region, and it's all about migration. We talked about this when Michael, Jan, and I were in your studios for 4 hours a couple of weeks ago, sitting in for Alex. We showed it. We showed your audience that the Declaration of North America isn't just an idea. There it is. Thank you so much. Your production team is bar none the best. You know, there it is. They put it up. They signed this, and they're basically saying, yes, because we want to fortify our region's security. They're not calling it countries. We're calling it a region for prosperity, sustainability, and inclusiveness. And if you read this entire declaration, it spells out very clearly there is no country anymore. It is a region, and we are part of the New World Order and the World Homicide Organization, the WHO has pandemic after pandemic on deck right now, Owen. And they will use whatever weapons they need to subdue all of us, quarantine us, mask us, jab us, and lock us down again.
Well, this is it exactly. Let's get down to brass tacks. I've got 2 minutes left with you because you're hitting the heart of the issue now. So let's get down to the brass tacks. Folks, throughout human history, I mean, you can look back 20th century, great example. Governments always get out of control. Governments always become oppressive. Governments always get weaponized against their people. Whatever the form is, whatever the fashion is, whatever the name is, that's always the case, okay? And so people say, well, where do I go? Where can I go to live free? Where can I go to get away with government tyranny and interference in my life? America! That's the United States of America! That's why we founded this country! If they get rid of it, it's over! It's a corporate world government tyranny for all! I'm just, because it's just, I get it. People are seeing this tyranny. They're seeing the oppression. They're seeing the corruption. They're saying, where do I go? How do I get away from this? This is it. This is the last bastion of freedom, man.
Yeah, dude, all I can tell you right now is tacticalcivics.com. This is using your constitution, citizen grand jury is getting ordinances passed in every single county for a citizen grand jury. And once you indict these people that are criminals for crimes against humanity, election theft, whatever it is, you have the constitutional right to get the enforcement arm stood up and get an ordinance passed for your Second Amendment constitutional militia, which is like your sheriff, your enforcement arm. If the sheriff won't make the arrest and you present the indictments to the sheriff, that militia needs to arrest him. And you go to an Article III court with a jury of those criminal peers, and you let the prosecution take its course. They get prosecuted and the jury finds them guilty, so be it. They get whatever the punishment is. That's how the system is supposed to work. We're the government. We're supposed to do this, and we're not doing our job because we don't even know what the job is, Dylan. TacticalCivics.com.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm down at the southern border and I'm running a coyote illegal immigration money operation, well, I'm going to jail. That's an illegal human trafficking operation. But when the U.S. government does it, when the Biden administration does it, of course, that's fully legal. Ann Vandersteel, where can people follow your work? And thank Michael Yon for us, too.
Of course, he's sitting right here. He just finished his lunch. You can follow me at Ann Vandersteel on any social media, at Ann Vandersteel Truth on Telegram and Instagram. And of course, I'm at rightnow.news is where you'll find my broadcast, as well as on CloudHub, Rumble, Getter, Brighteon TV. I'm all over the place.
Well, you and Michael Yon are really doing Pulitzer Prize winning work. Same with all the other journalists that are covering this. But oh no, they give the awards to the fake news journalists at CNN for covering fake Russian collusion. Okay.
Entertainment expands your horizons, takes you on fantastic adventures, challenges your skills. Independent media never looked so good. Welcome to a new sphere of influence. Our words mean business. Traditional families are honored, and the American flag still flies.